Carl Estrada here, and I'll admit it, I was wrong. It all started 3 weeks ago when four Secret Service men jumped me and handcuffed me and threw a hood over my head. The last thing I remember was a needle sticking in my arm, and then everything went blank. I woke up still handcuffed and hooded on the floor of an airplane cage. A guard told me they were taking me to Gitmo for extreme interrogation techniques. I asked him what I'd done, and he said, "We've been monitoring your phone calls and emails, and you seem to be obsessed with the president." I am, I said. I love my president more than life itself. And he said, "Mr. Estrada, I suggest..."
We interrupt our regular programming to announce an armed suspect on the loose. He's described as a Caucasian male in his late 60s, balding with white hair, approximately 5 feet 11 and over 250 pounds. Identifiable characteristics are stooped posture and a tendency to turn the left side of his mouth upward when he speaks. The suspect is known to secretly stalk his victims, kidnap them, torture them, and sometimes kill them. He most recently shot his friend in the face. The suspect is thought to be armed with a 28-gauge shotgun and should be considered extremely dangerous. Now, back to our regularly scheduled program.
So I was wrong about the United Arab Emirates. If my president thinks it's a good idea for them to guard our ports, then so do I. Anyway, I'm glad to be home, and the Secret Service has apologized for the mix-up. They felt so bad, they gave me a special honor. Next week, I get to go quail hunting with Vice President Cheney. I'm Carl Estrada, and that's my point.